these peaceful protests, like, although they're getting a little bit intense, there's like these videos of these peaceful protests where they're getting out of hand because of the police. Like, there's this group of people that are just sitting down, just doing nothing, and they're being shoved, they're being arrested for no reason.
Right. Doctors during the coronavirus, especially in America, because America for some reason sucks. Like, we don't have like any medical supplies. We have no masks. Like, it's like a total mismanagement. Powered by NPC Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, terima kasih ya sudah bergabung di edisi ke-116 ya, Ban ya. 116 edisi Dummy Podcast Indonesia. Dan pagi ini kita ada membahas satu trending topic yang menarik ya, yang mengguncang seluruh dunia. Tapi sebelum itu, gue sama Norman ingin memperkenalkan pembicara-pembicara kita pada pagi hari ini ya, yang sedang live di United States. Bersama kami ada Aaron, Mumu, dan Natasha. Say hi, you guys.
Hello.
Natasha is located in California, lebih khususnya itu di Los Angeles ya. Natasha in LA. And Aaron is located in Everett, Washington, lebih spesifiknya di Lake Stevens. Dan gua sama Aaron ini besarnya bareng ya. Jadi we know like a lot about each other and everything, and he's still a really good friend of mine. and then we have Tasha here also, who is coincidentally my little cousin. So, but these two right here, they've been pretty hype about what's been going on with what we're going to discuss here today. Yeah, mungkin Norman bisa memperkenalkan mereka atau minta mereka itu.
Apa kok? Sorry.
Okay, let's just go with Tasha first. Tasha, if you'd be so kind to introduce yourself, just a quick description. Frozen. Okay, let's start with Aaron first.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so I'm going first.
Yeah, Aaron can go ahead.
All right. My name is Aaron Mumu. I don't speak good Indo, but I go to Southern Adventist University. I'm studying English and professional writing. Yeah.
Okay. And he's Aaron. Aaron juga adalah mahasiswa tingkat. What year are you in, Aaron? You're third year now, right?
Yeah, I'm in my third year. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, and then we have here Natasha. Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Natasha Stumwall. I currently live in Victorville, California, and I go to Rancho Cucamonga High School. I'm currently here, but next year I'll be attending Rancho Cucamonga High School as a senior.
Jadi pada siang hari ini mereka lah yang akan membahas bersama kami what we're talking about today. And specifically, man, what are we gonna talk about today exactly?
Gue ngomong pakai bahasa Indonesia atau pakai bahasa Inggris nih?
Gak apa-apa, pakai bahasa Indonesia aja untuk sekarang.
Ya, ini buat yang nonton di Twitter ya. Kan kita nonton, kita kasih live di Twitter. Jadi udah ada Tasha, sudah ada Aaron. Kita mau ngomongin soal what happened in USA today. Like, berita beberapa hari ini tuh USA tuh kayak lagi chaos, banyak banget riots yang terjadi di US. Terus banyak penembakan dan lain semacamnya gitu kan. Yang dikarenakan atau diakibatkan karena permasalahan satu orang di sebuah kota di Minneapolis. Karena si, ya kita sebut aja ya, karena si George Floyd, kasusnya George Floyd, maka mulai berkembanglah masalah ini gitu loh. Dan ternyata setelah dibaca dan setelah diriset lebih jauh, ini tuh masalahnya udah terlalu udah terlalu dalam gitu loh. Nah, sebelum kita masuk ke sana, I wanna ask you guys, what really happened with George Floyd or with the black people in United States?
Let's start with Aaron first, yeah?
Yeah.
So what's been happening recently?
Well, recently, there's been a lot of police brutality, like, so as you can see, especially with like George Floyd, like, he basically like got harassed by the cops, and eventually that harassment led to his death, right?
Right.
And this is not even like just like a the only time that it's happened. Especially, I think one of the reasons why people are so mad about George Floyd is because there were two other black deaths from police officers like right before this that the public was really outraged about. And also, like, you know, the police officers, it takes forever for them to like face any kinds of consequences. So like, it's pretty bad. Yeah. You want to add anything, Tasha?
It hit most of other ethnic groups and racial groups pretty hard, because it just felt like some sort of form of injustice to other people feeling superior towards one another, right? And this especially, actually, this one hit me hard also when I read the news on the New York Times and the Washington Post, because I also had, even though not 100% exact experience as Floyd, I also experienced somewhat abuse of power from the police itself. I think all of us as a different ethnic group, different than white people, we feel that this is outrageous, basically. And then, so jadi pada sebenarnya ya, ini terjadi juga di Minneapolis dikarenakan ada dugaan karena George Floyd ingin membeli rokok, ya gitu ya Man, ya? Ingin membeli rokok dengan laporan dari kasir bahwa Floyd membayar rokok ini menggunakan counterfeits. So he paid cigarettes with these counterfeits, right? But the thing is that George went to this store, right? He's a regular there, right? In the store where he bought the cigarettes. And it so happened so that the cashier at that time, he was a trainee during that time, still starting something new, whatever. And once the video blew up, went viral in social media, you know, I guess the first 5 to 10 seconds, you can really see how George is like basically clinging on to his life.
All right. Jadi, gue pakai bahasa Indonesia lagi.
Gak apa-apa.
Ya gitulah, karena kasusnya si George Floyd ini akhirnya mulai meledak. Di beberapa state sudah mulai beberapa protes dan lain semacamnya. Dan yang jadi pertanyaan gue ke kalian, ke Aaron sama Tasha, nanti mau Tasha duluan juga boleh. Sebenarnya gimana sih kalian kalau diberlakukan di US gitu, maksud gue apakah memang terlalu apa ya istilahnya, apakah memang terlalu terlalu panjang itu gapnya antara pendatang dengan orang sana, atau gimana gitu loh, apakah memang sekental itu pengaruh warna kulit di sana?
Okay, so Aaron, let me ask you this. Do you think that the way that, or how people are, you know, racial-wise, you think that actually has a significant impact actually on how you're treated over there?
You know,
in the United States?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I mean, just hearing from so many stories from, you know, we all have friends like here in the States who are like of very different colors, and their own experience, like just the stories that they tell us, like you can obviously see, and even like with our parents, like you can tell that they treat like white people differently than black people, like or like they treat Asians differently than other Asians. So like, I mean, like it's not far-fetched at all, like we do it all the time.
And you see that with your own eyes, right? The way that how law enforcement also treats different colored skinned people, it really does have an impact. Actually, no matter how hard you try to cope it in your mind that, oh, you know what, we're all citizens of the world, human beings, but no, that's just not the case actually over there in the States. Is that right?
Yeah, I would agree.
How about in the LA area, Tasha? How's it been going over there?
Well, there, like Aaron said, there's a lot of stories going around that people are saying that it's specifically black people. Like, don't get me wrong, specifically black people, but just people of color, like Asian as well, and like just anybody who is in a skin of color, they also get harassed and like they also don't get treated the same way. And as we are seeing, this is not right, and that many people in LA and California, these are the reasons why we have these protests, and because we know this is not going to stop. This hasn't stopped. And people are really outraged, guys. They had some hope that racism was slightly like gone, but with what happened to George Floyd and like the two other deaths that happened right before him, these people are so outraged that that it's coming back to this. And so that's why it's like really hard to see what's been happening.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, jadi memang ada ini ya, berarti ya. Memang there's a gap between the people. Apa ngomongnya? Memang beneran ada gap antara si pendatang dengan orang-orang di sana, berarti ya. Nah,
ada ya.
Nah, ini jadi satu hal yang menarik bagi gue karena selama kalian hidup di sana, pernah nggak sih mendapatkan perlakuan tidak menyenangkan gitu loh, hanya because you are Asian? So pernah nggak merasakan hal-hal okay. seperti itu?
Right. Okay. So like as we said earlier, you know, we felt outraged, right, Aaron, Tasha, that seeing this blow up in social media and everything on the news. Have you yourself like have any personal experience or somewhat of the same, like with Floyd, with what happened with Floyd, with the law enforcement?
Oh, I wouldn't say that I have the same experience as him with police. Like, yes, I've seen, like, I do get scared of the police, but I don't think I've had a time where police had come up to me or like had encountered me and like was racist or like did what they did to George Floyd to me, but I don't remember.
Okay, so Tasha hasn't.
Yeah,
what about you,
Amy? I would kind of agree. Like, I think with like with Asians specifically, when it comes to police, you're kind of like scared you might be harassed. But what's different between like us and like black people? Like, black people, they're scared they're gonna get killed. Like, I don't think most Asians are scared of that necessarily. We're just kind of afraid we're gonna get harassed or something. That's also bad. But we're not gonna get killed, I don't feel like.
Not to the extent like what happened with Floyd then, yeah?
Yeah, just yeah.
Physical harassment.
Like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing.
Jadi
like
mereka
that.
Berdua belum pernah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pernah mengalami sejauh itu. Tapi mereka takut bakal dialami semacam harassment sama dengan Floyd gitu.
Oh iya, 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 iya. Ini menarik sih, maksud gue. Berarti memang sebegitu rasismenya dengan orang kulit hitam berarti ya?
So, you know, with what's been happening, you know, basically that, can you guys say that most of, or the majority of white people over there, they do have a tendency to encourage or somewhat have culture circulated around racism, basically? Or what's your thoughts on that?
For me, I know that there's many police out there that do encourage racism, but they don't necessarily want to verbally say it. They just do it in their actions. But what I've been seeing, the stories that I've been seeing, there are actually some good cops out there. There's cops that are parading with the protesters. They're walking with them. They're giving them words of encouragement that they are sorry. And I remember seeing a story where this cop came up to this group of black people and said, we are not here to kill you guys. We're not here to like arrest you guys. We're here to be with you guys. We're just here to make sure that you have a voice. And so he said that, don't let that cop who killed George Floyd show you that he represents the men in blue. And so that's what I thought was good. Some hope that I've seen some police.
So their oath that they took to serve and protect the people, do you think that applies to all officers in blue? Or do you think that, you know, given with what's been happening, you know, that's just basically BS? Aaron?
I think that's kind of, it kind of depends, obviously, like, right. With the example that Natasha was talking about, like, it's, you know, like, you notice that, like, it's specific cities right. that are more supportive of the protesters, because not all police officers are managed the same way. Like, it's kind of, like, different based on city to city. So, like, a lot of times, like, if one city is, like, really supportive, most of the cops are, I feel like, are probably supportive. But, like, if you go to, like, the bigger cities, like, it seemed like from the videos that have been circulating around on the news, on Twitter, it kind of seems like kind of BS, honestly. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. Like, today I saw a video in Niagara Falls.
Right.
And there's this old guy who just got pushed down. He started right. bleeding from his head because he fell in cement. And one of the police officers was about to like reach over to kind of like check up, maybe like help him up or something. But then another police officer like stopped him. And so then they all just kept on marching like right past him. So like, you know, and a lot of times it is BS. And that's part of the reason why we're really mad.
Right. But it can't be generalized to all men in blue though, right? I guess it depends on the individual itself then, basically.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, of course. We can't really like see inside their heads.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think that the oath should apply to all police. They should, because they took an oath to protect
they took an oath.
Their country.
To serve and protect.
Yeah, to serve them. But seeing what's happening right now, that's clearly not what's happening.
So, yeah, ini kan kalau kita baca dari beberapa news memang agak-agak ini ya, maksudnya begitu banyak hal yang terjadi, banyak-banyak informasi yang masuk, bahkan kita, apalagi yang di luar US, gitu kan, kayak gue yang Indonesia sama Kova, gitu, kita kadang nggak bisa milih, bahkan nggak bisa milih sih, nggak bisa ngefilter nih mana yang benar, mana yang enggak, gitu kan. Dan ini menjadi satu hal unik, sebenarnya, apa yang harus dilakukan? Ini menurut kalian ya. Dari kejadian ini tuh what it needs to be improved in the justice system, like yeah, you know, kind of we need a new rules maybe, or states need
a reformation of some sort.
Yeah. Kind of that.
Right? So given with what's, you know, the past events, since this really blew up, do you think that, you know, the law enforcement system needs improvement, or it needs to be reformed as a whole, or what's your thoughts on that, basically? Aaron?
There's a lot of thoughts that I have.
Okay, go ahead. This is your time to rant.
Yeah, so, all right. So first off, like, I've been researching, like, just to make sure my facts are straight. So basically, okay, so for example, in the city of Seattle, like, the education that you need for being a police officer, like, it's, you only need like a high school diploma. You don't need any kind of degree. And typically police academies across the US, that's 13 to like 18 weeks of police right. training. So like, how are you supposed to know, like, that's basically like a semester. Like, how are you supposed to know like all the laws, how to enforce the laws, how to like use all the weapons and all the other like, the radio lingo and whatever. How are you supposed to learn all that in like a semester? Like, you can't. So like, that's one thing. Like, definitely, I am studying to be an English educator, and I'm taking 4 to 6 years to do that. Like,
okay.
So there's that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you think that it's basically in that time span, that's not enough then. Yeah.
No, not at all. Oh.
Okay. And then?
So like, so that's one thing. Another thing, this one's kind of course, like banning chokeholds. Like if you guys have seen the video of George Floyd, like it's like, there's no like reason for the officer to have his knee on his neck. He was already like handcuffed. They already had right. him on the ground. Like there's yes. no reason that you need to do that. And like, we know that it's not just like a one-time thing, because like in all these protests, a lot of these protest videos, like you see cops still doing that same chokehold with the knee on the neck, like at right. the protests that we're protesting about. Yeah, so like
exactly.
definitely that. Yeah. So that's another thing that needs to change. We have like another thing, like obviously like de-escalation. So basically like a lot of times cops, like they, how do you like describe it? Like they kind of like make, like obviously like when they're being harassed, like if they get angry, like of course like we understand if they get angry, but like right. a lot of times they don't try to make the situation more peaceful. And in a lot of not necessarily every state, but in a lot of some states, like it's not even required to like use every kind of de-escalation tactic that you know before you go into deadly force. Thankfully right. in Seattle it is supposed to be a last resort, but in some states it's not. So that's okay. another thing that yeah, yeah. that definitely needs to change.
Right.
And then like another, like probably the last one that I'll go off on right now is like the amount of funding that the cops get. There's like, I mean like in LA for example, like they have like $300 billion to the LA Police Department, and like right. that's a lot. And like exactly. so you have like, especially if you compare it to like the gear that the rioters or the police people right. have, like in all this ton of right. riot gear, when like right, educators right. don't have like money to, they have to buy their own supplies for the classroom, like social workers are not paid like yeah. at all, which do so much more for the community. And then like right. doctors during the coronavirus, especially in America, because America for some yeah. reason sucks, like we don't have like any medical supplies, we have no masks, like yeah. so like it's like a total mismanagement.
They're so underfunded, but they're actually exploding with funds being given by the government, that, you know, why is it like that? So that's one thing that also needs to be reformed then.
Yeah, especially
the circulation of the funds.
Mm-hmm, like they have so much to police and military. It's like, it seems like America, like, oh, Siri went off, whoops. But it seems like America, like really, their priorities are like, you know, like we're gonna save this country with violence. And like a lot of my generation especially, like definitely does not believe that. And I'm sure like people older exactly. than us do believe yeah. that too. So those are the 4 things that like I will harp on right now. Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Bro.
Okay. What about you, Tasha?
I don't know if I can compare to what you said, but
it's all right.
I do think that the police, like in general, needs to change, like a lot, like not even just a little bit. Like how you said, like on the protest, that these people are protesting for no police brutality, but yet in that protest, police are basically showing their brutality like to others. And like I saw this video of like, oh my god, like I didn't, it was like gonna cry when I saw this video of that, of a cop actually, there was this like little child who was just protesting with her dad, and this cop was pepper sprayed her in the face when this child didn't do anything wrong. And like this showing why are you basically hurting these people who are protesting about you hurting others, and this is a child that I'm talking about. And so that's saying how this, it's not, I don't know how to explain it, it's not that why are you there as a police if you're not going to protect your people? That's what I've been saying. And it was like these funds that you're saying, why are they like, I'm always asking myself, like, why is this happening to us but not them? Why are they getting more than us? And like seeing these police not helping us, like these peaceful protests, like although they're getting a little bit intense, there's like these videos of these peaceful protests where they're getting out of hand because of the police. Like there's this group of people that are just sitting down, just doing nothing, and they're being shoved, they're being arrested for no reason. And I've heard on the news saying that there's like over 3,000 people who have been arrested just because of these protests, even though they've done nothing. So it just doesn't make sense. So that's just my little rant of like why police need to change a lot.
Jadi kejadian ini benar-benar bikin mereka membakar semangatnya untuk raise awareness dengan kejadian ini gitu.
Iya. Kalau tadi gue dengar dari cerita mereka sih emang kayaknya harus banyak banget deh dievaluasi dengan police department di sana. Ya sebenarnya sih 11-12 dengan yang ada di sini gitu ya. Ya maksud gue memang begitu banyak yang harus dievaluasi dari bagaimana mereka bersikap, bagaimana. Karena let's say I watched another video on Twitter, like there's a black man live in his apartment and the police came in through the door, like mereka tuh nggak ada ngomong, gua polisi tuh nggak ada, udah ditendang aja pintunya terus mereka masuk gitu loh. Jadi hitungannya apa sih kalau di sana trespassing ya? Iya kayak gitu. Terus gue kayak man, untuk kenapa sampai sebegitunya gitu loh? Kenapa just because they're black man, so bukan berarti lu bebas melakukan apapun gitu.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd like to go back to the point that Aaron, that you said that in that certain time span, how they take a semester to like literally learn the technical stuff, right? About like how to use firearms and then like the laws and everything, right? But I think that also the government is missing the point on actually educating rather than teaching the morale side of it, on how to actually treat. How to actually treat the people in the proper way according to their jobs, basically. That's one thing that I actually noticed and I actually experienced also. I mean, you know, when I was also over there in the States, I also had like a dream, you know, like, oh, when I finish school and everything, I'm going to be this, this, and this. But the actuality of it is that we're a different race than the people that actually live there, and at times we're gonna have to accept the fact that we're going to be a second class citizen over there for God knows when. So that's just the actuality and the fact of it. And seeing that, Floyd sparked something in us that made us, you know what, this isn't right. Everybody in the system, everybody in society deserves a chance to be equal. And this really sparked me up as well, honestly. No.
Yeah.
And given that, hold on. Given that, you know, what do you think also, you guys? What could have been done, perhaps, with what's happened with Floyd? What could have been done to like actually prevent that from happening, given with Floyd, or sometime in the future? What do you think could be done to prevent it?
With George Floyd, there were many stories saying that with him kneeling on his neck like that, that wasn't taught to the cops in those trainings, in that time span. So everyone's saying that wasn't in his training, and that, and what could have been prevented was that, well, first of all, he could have stopped because He
that's the simple answer. He could have just stopped.
He could have stopped. Like, he was unarmed. He was on the floor. And plus, you had three other cops with you. What could have gone wrong? Yeah. So, another thing that could have been prevented was those other three cops that could have just stopped them. They were just there, just standing there. And, like, they, well, I wouldn't know, but they should know that what that cop then deployed, he that wasn't supposed to happen. And for future purposes, I don't even know how to. I don't even know if it's gonna change. I don't even know if it's gonna be the same thing or different. But I personally think that it's gonna take a long time for the cops to fully think of the moral side that you said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to add.
How about you?
With like, especially like, I think a big part of it is like the accountability from like, there were three other cops there that, Natasha said, that could have stopped what happened. And like, I don't know if you guys remember in the video, but like, there was like people, like, if you watch the video, like the people recording are like, hey, like check his pulse. Like he does not seem fine. Like this guy does not seem fine. But like, they were like, literally the people recording were really about to like throw hands and like, like protect George Floyd. But like, there was an officer standing in between them. And if you notice, like that officer that was standing in between the recorders and George Floyd, like that dude was Asian.
Like, exactly. That's
yeah. So like, exactly. That's dude, that was one of the things that really triggered me. I was like, dang, like, dude.
Colored, you're a colored man.
Let me ask you, Aaron, given that he was Asian, do you think he did what he had to do in order to fulfill his assignment, or do you think that he just did it for the sake of it, for satisfaction?
I mean, like, you know, I can't really get into his head necessarily, but
right. From your point
like,
of view.
Yeah, judging from like everything that I've read, like he was definitely like he was definitely helping. He was not really concerned with like the well-being of George Floyd. That's the impression that I get off.
Right.
And also like specifically with that Asian officer and the one who had the knee on George Floyd's neck, right. They've had like some complaints against them in the past. So they have history of being like pretty aggressive cops.
Abuse of power and everything.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so like specifically with those two, like, yeah, it wouldn't really surprise me at all if there is like some kind of like abuse of power, like the power just getting to their head, like wouldn't surprise me at all.
The feeling of being superior towards a person.
Yeah,
I think that's stuck into people's heads over there. I'm not saying it's true, but I think they're stereotyping Floyd into a class, you know, like. They feel like they have the power to like basically untuk nekan dia gitu. They feel like they have something, some sort of power over him, and that gives them the right to actually do that. You know?
Yeah, it certainly seems that way to me too. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that assessment.
Wow, that's a good discussion, but with Charles. Ini menyadarkan gue bahwa memang privilege dari warna kulit itu nyata dan apa namanya nggak seharusnya itu terjadi sih gitu. Ya kita bisa lihat dari kejadian George Floyd hari ini kan, minggu lalu gitu kan, dan akhirnya membuat orang sudah mulai capek, orang udah mulai ya, kenapa sih harus rasis dan sebagainya gitu kan. Satu pertanyaan terakhir dari gue. Kalau melihat para demonstran gitu kan para protester di jalan gitu kan, mereka menyuarakan suara mereka gitu, terlepas dari warna kulit mereka, yang jadi pertanyaan gue adalah kenapa sampai ada ini bisa boleh dijawab terserah modal siapa duluan ya, kenapa sampai ada isu kayak jangan foto demonstrannya karena nanti bisa dicari polisi, atau jangan take video dari mereka karena nanti mereka bisa dicari polisi. Apakah benar bahwa memang mereka tuh bisa dilacak gitu loh, hanya melalui si video atau si foto itu dengan cepat gitu loh.
Ini demonstrannya maksudnya kalau misalnya mereka itu beda warna kulit gitu.
Iya, maksudnya kan pendemonya lagi demo, terus ada yang videoin, ada yang rekam, terus beberapa kali gue ngeliat di Twitter lah ya, jangan difoto nanti bisa dicari polisi di SBSB. Apakah memang sebegitunya si para polisi ini ngerasa kayak atau para atasannya gitu, angkasa kayak ini pokoknya harus ditangkap nih mereka nih gitu.
Okay. You know, so with the protesting that's been going on and the riots, you know, there have been, Norman read that there was actually a statement that said that if you record or take a picture of the protesters protesting and speaking out and everything, then the police could actually like trace them and then feel like they have some sort of superiority over them and just arrest them in, like any way that they feel like it. Is that actually what's been going on over there, or can you guys like confirm something like that?
Actually, this is, I've heard stories about like that the police can track you, but this is the first where I've heard that they can actually arrest you and stuff. But I personally haven't heard or seen it about like a police arresting someone because of what they had taken on their phone. But I've had heard that police can actually, I think that people can be charged as well of like what they record and stuff, because of course that the police can track you and like arrest you, because most of the pictures and the recordings that most people have are of the police, which can hurt them. So that's why I think.
Yes. That's one thing that's interesting, because the police, they feel like they have to arrest a person if they take a picture on their phone because it ruins their image. Then basically,
yes,
is that what
like
you're saying?
Reputation. I'm gonna arrest her because my reputation can become better.
One thing that I want to clarify about like this whole like taking pictures with protesting, like yeah, obviously like the cops can they don't want to look bad. That's one reason why like specifically with cops being recorded, they don't want you to record them. However, when it comes to like the protesters like actually being recorded, that's kind of like, I can't confirm whether this is real or not, but the story is like, this isn't the first time that America has done protests, just like
exactly
the first time to this scale. So what the rumor is that from those past protests, like other protesters who from the past, like they kind of got tracked down and they weren't legally arrested. They were kind of like, they kind of just disappeared, or like they have like mysterious deaths. They legally can't arrest you for being at a protest, but
exactly.
If they're racist or they have like some kind of grudge against you because you were at the protest, like, you know, they can like come into your house and like boom boom boom,
exactly,
cover
yeah.
up, yeah, something like that. So that's what the story
like you
is.
Said,
I can't
yeah you said yeah
it's
of
true.
Course but like if the cops do arrest you though for protesting and speaking out on for what's right, then there's no democracy here, right? That's obscene right there. And but given that you stated that, you know, there have been some mysterious deaths of the protesters, you know, that's one thing that we should look
into. Yeah, we should look into that. Like,
that.
We're not confirming this is real. This is just what
that's what you've heard.
Specifically with like the protests now, with the reason why protesters now are getting arrested is because one reason is because of the curfews that are going on, so they're violating curfew. Or another reason
they're enforcing that now. Curfew.
Yeah, they weren't enforcing it for Corona, but they're enforcing it for the protests.
What is up with your guy, with the leader over there?
Wow. See, like, this doesn't make sense to you, right?
Yeah,
us too.
I mean, it's like portraying an image of tyranny and dictatorship, right? And
yeah, for sure.
Oh man, now listen. I just knew that, dude. I literally just knew that they started enforcing curfew over there. And listen, I honestly used to respect Trump. I mean, like as a businessman, right? Because of his past mm-hmm. accomplishments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But as a leader, honestly, as a person leading the nation and everything, you can't treat business the same as leading the nation, basically, right? Wow, I just knew that. He's not the he's the boss of the people, but you can't actually put the term boss when you're the president.
Yeah.
You're working for the people. You're not working to apa to apa ngatur orang. You're not untuk ngatur rakyat. Bukan. Itu pendekatan yang salah dengan apa yang dilakukan dengan Trump.
Yeah, dude. It's kind of wild. I mean, like, to be, well, specifically with the curfews, it's kind of like city by city. So like, and like Stevens, for example, like, you know, I don't have curfew, but like my brother who lives like right in LA, like, yeah, he's got curfew. So like,
what until what time though? What time in LA? What's the curfew?
Do you know what it is in LA, Natasha?
Natasha, what's
curfew? There's actually like in different cities in California right now, they have different time curfews. But I heard that the latest was around like 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. But I've also heard that the earliest was like 7, which is like crazy. And it sucks because these curfews also affect the people who work, who have a job.
Yeah. To those working at a burger joint, you know, that have to stay up until like 2 in the morning flipping burgers and everything. What's the deal with that, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
wild. Actually, it was like really bad when Seattle first got their curfew because, well, when the cities first started implementing the curfew, they would tell the public about it like 15 minutes before the curfew actually happened. So like, for example, in Seattle, there'd be protesting at like the first curfew was at 5 p.m. 5 p.m., right? 5 p.m.
That's too early.
And then they told like they apparently announced it at like 4:45 or something like that. And then like the protesters got the alert on their phone like at 5:12 or something like that. So like they didn't even like, it's so bad. Thankfully now like Seattle doesn't have curfew. Like I think that was lifted like today or like yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that a lot of curfews were lifted today actually.
Yeah, but like it was pretty bad.
But 5 p.m. for a curfew, man, that's when I eat my dinner.
I mean, I know, right? Sometimes that's just when I wake up during quarantine.
Yeah,
exactly. How about the curfew in Tennessee? You got word on that?
Dude, honestly, like, no, I don't have any word because like all my university friends are home now, so like I get no updates on Tennessee anymore. I've just been keeping up with Seattle. Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Gila. Ini. Waduh, gue tuh pas dengernya.
Berat nih, man.
Iya, memang. Apa ya kalau gue bilang ya. Ya memang udah masalah dari dulu-dulu yang bertepuk, akhirnya pecah sekarang gitu kan. Gila. Dan cukup menarik sih, cukup
menarik. Gue pribadi, gue pernah punya pengalaman juga yang gak sampai physical abuse dengan Floyd gitu ya. Tapi ada di mana officer itu merasa superior terhadap kita sebagai second class citizen. Dan gue waktu itu udah mau pulang ke Indonesia. Gitu kan. Dan pada saat itu gue sama keluarga gue lagi berdoa lah ya untuk supaya kita perjalanan ke Indonesia itu mulus, lancar, gak ada apa-apa, gak ada kecelakaan dan lain sebagainya. Pada saat kita berdoa, officer yang mendampingi waktu itu tendang nyokap gue pada saat lagi berdoa. Dan nyokap gue bilang sama officernya, "Can you not see that we're praying right now?" That's, and then they treated us and my family honestly as if we were criminals of some sort. And this is why actually we chose to discuss this, me especially, discuss what happened with Floyd, because I have perhaps, you know, like 80% of the same experience, even though it's not up to the point of physical abuse and everything. That's why this also enrages me so much, seeing what happened with Floyd, because I can actually relate to them and how police, they take their abuse of power and use it to like basically stomp on their citizens when we are actually just a regular Asian family, you know, like the show, like the show on Fox, you know, fresh off the boat and everything. That's us.
Yep.
we came over there to the States to like live the American dream, basically. Mm. Right.
There's no dream.
Right? You feel me on that?
Snaps.
Drinks the tea.
Yeah.
Dan,
for real, dude.
Yang paling menyebalkan buat gue pribadi ya, karena denger, I don't know, ini benar atau enggak, tapi masalah ini menjadi besar itu ketika mendekati pemilu, election.
That's one thing that's been, that's one thing also that Trump is about to end his term, yeah, basically, yeah. Right? And does it not so happen to be some sort of coincidence that Corona and this George Floyd incident, you know, it all blew up, you know, Trump has, he's experienced bad press in the past, basically, yeah. Tapi, do you think that this is like some sort of plot actually to like impeach Trump or take him off his throne of power or everything? Because this is just, I'm not saying there's a conspiracy of some sort, but I'm just saying that that's one thing that is a possibility, basically, right? I mean, so do you guys think that this is something like that or what?
What do you think, Natasha? You can go first.
Trump has been, a lot of people have been trying to impeach Donald Trump even before all of this happened. Like, I think this whole past, I don't know about the whole past year, but like there's been a lot, like a couple months when he was almost impeached, but something happened. He didn't get out of this, but I think a virus and what happened to George Floyd only just made it worse for him, I think, because I think that people are saying that, because of course some of you guys have seen this,
right?
He has been targeting other people, but like police and white people themselves. And I think because of having Floyd and the virus, people are wanting to impeach him even like harder, even more, because of what he has been providing for America. So that's what I think.
And the messed up part about it is that he's been saying on Twitter is that he's the best president in the whole United States, basically. And he's done more than any other president. That's what makes me somewhat furious about that,
though. Dude, same. Oh, man.
Right?
I blocked him on Twitter so I don't have to deal with
I'm sick of him, huh?
Yeah, dude, I've been sick of him for a while, man, dude.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Trump is aware? I mean, he gives off to the public that he's a racist, right? The public thinks he's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, of his action recently. But do you think that's somewhat in his mind, though? Like Aaron's been saying, you can't read off his mind, but still, that he realizes, or he probably doesn't realize, that he's portraying the image of a racist. Do you think that he realizes, or he doesn't?
No,
I think
he does.
Oh, I kind of think he does know that he's kind of portraying. Well, I don't know.
He does know, but people don't see that. Like because what he's been doing was clear and stuff. Like he probably knows his mind. Oh, I'm racist, but I don't want to admit that because that's just gonna hurt my reputation.
Yeah, I mean, like the people who, like, that's a good point. Like the people who like most like support him, like most of those guys are racist. So like they're like white supremacy. Like
yeah.
So like I think he knows what he's doing. Like he's catering to his audience, man. Like.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, that his support, though, they claim to be supportive of the president, but then again, they don't know the first thing about what's going on in the Constitution, the first up to the 13th Amendment and everything. They don't know the basic laws of America. So it's somewhat twisted backwards, you know?
Dude, it really is.
Yeah, his supporters claim they don't know, they want America to be great, but they don't know the first thing about America.
Dude, for real, dude. Like, I think a part of it is because, like, a lot of those people also don't have Twitter. Like, so they don't, like, see, they really don't see, no, honestly, like, so, like, I have, like, a lot of Christian friends who are, like, some of them are, like, pretty rural. And, like, honestly, they do not know, like, I had to, like, tell them, like, all the stuff that's been going on Twitter. They're, like, a week late on everything.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's, like, dude, like, I had to start educating people on Facebook. And nobody uses Facebook anymore.
Nobody uses MySpace anymore, man. I still remember my email and password. But kudos to Aaron though for unfollowing Trump, because I still follow him to see what he's been saying, you know, on how he's handling the country. Kudos to Aaron for unfollowing and blocking Trump.
Dude, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Right. One thing that I want to say about one last thing that I want to say about the Trump thing, so specifically with the protests in DC, I don't know if you guys are aware, but like there's the he like took that photo op with like the military and he was holding up the Bible. So like, man, he broke so many rules doing that, like, because First off, like, he was, like, the crowd there was a crowd there before protesters, and they were peacefully not rioting, they were just peacefully protesting, but they were still, like, got shot with tear gas and rubber bullets just because Trump wanted to take this picture. So it's, like, really limited their right of freedom of speech, and also, like, has, like, problems with, like, with the separation in America of like church and state, with him like holding up that Bible, like, I think Trump knows what he's doing. That's where I'm putting that at. Like,
Think he has some grand plan scheme or whatever, huh?
Yeah, I think he's trying to take over because he knows he's not going to get reelected. He knows, so he's just like, all right, I gotta go ham now.
So he's doing literally everything in his power to get reelected, whether that be
by force, like,
sinner.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think he knows what he's trying to do. Like, man, it's kind of bad.
Gimana man? Ini gimana ini man?
Wah, ini gila sih. Maksud gue, gue baru kali ini kayaknya tercerahkan masalah kasus rasisme ini di US. Selama ini kan gue cuma dari berita gitu, terus and then when I hear you guys like, dude, this is very, very some serious thing in US. Jadi nggak ini bukan kasus ece-ece gitu. Maksud gue bukan kasus sembarangan gitu. Wow. Anyway, 15 oh 1 hour. kita udah live 1 jam.
Yo.
Anyway, let's get personal. This is some deep talk right here.
I want you guys, everyone should donate and like sign petition and
donate a petition.
I recommend that everyone like text, call, donate, sign, whatever, like anything they can do to help us.
Yeah, we'll put it up on our Instagram page on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll tag you guys also.
Hey,
kudos to Aaron and Tasha. For
For sure.
Gila, 1 jam ngomonginnya doang, bro. Before we closing this segment, sebelum kita tutup episode kali ini, can you guys give us some conclusion ya, atau apa ngomongnya ya?
Apa? Closing thoughts?
Yeah. Like that.
Closing thoughts. Yeah.
Let's start from Natasha first. Come on.
Okay. Natasha, what do you have to say?
From my point of view, like I said, I do think that everyone should do anything that they can to act on this. Not necessarily post a lot about it, mostly just act on it. I hope that other people can hear from it and say that this is a really serious topic and that we should actually start thinking morally about like what's been happening and how to help. And just know that Also, that may have made you scared, so that there's other people that are in the same boat as you. And just stay strong. Stay strong.
Stay strong. Stay strong. The closing statement from Tasha, stay strong.
Stay strong.
Okay, right. Okay, Aaron?
For me, I would just like to say, sign all of the petitions that you can. I think one thing that's really important is that as much as like these police people are like human and imperfect, so are we. Like, right. Sometimes we might have biases just based off of people's skin color, even though we're people of color too. So like, you know, just check yourself, check your fam, have those conversations with yourself about what you think about race, and also, yeah, educate yourself as much as you can and listen as much as you can.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Go.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Tasha. Yeah. Gua nih.
Yeah. Your turn. Come on.
Gua 11-12 dengan apa yang dikatakan sama Aaron gitu ya. Kita kadang cenderungan manusia punya, ketika itu mungkin terjadi sama kita, mempunyai prejudice gitu ya, untuk memberikan penilaian juga kepada orang lain. Tapi pada saat ini juga, saat ini terjadi sama Floyd, kita simpelnya kita memaki-maki orang yang ngelakuin ini kepada Floyd. Ya. Padahal kita nggak mencerminkan dulu kepada diri kita sendiri, kita sebenarnya secara nggak langsung, secara halus, kita ngelakuin hal yang sama. Mungkin nggak se-ekstrim yang terjadi sama Floyd, tetapi mungkin di orang yang sekitar kita juga.
Jadi, ya kayak KKI lah.
Iya, kayak KKI, ya betul. Ya. Tapi maksud gue, sebelum kita mungkin memberi satu penilaian ya, atau sesuatu terhadap apa yang terjadi, Aaron said earlier that, you know, we're not all perfect. We're all human beings that just at the same extent. So just, take a look in the mirror, see what's going on, and then give an honest, objective judgment of what's going on. And then, you know, if you still do that afterwards, then, you know what, God help you then if you still do the same. But basically, yeah, you know, don't be so easy to judge. Be swift in hearing, but slow to speak.
Preach.
Okay, mungkin Man, dari lu gimana?
Okay, dari gua I'm gonna quote some tweets from Good Perfect. I'm gonna read it next. We realize that we'll never be able to fully understand the deep pain our black brothers and sisters have experienced for too long now, but we can stand with them to end racism. The Bible says, this one is good. The Bible say that all people are made in the image of God. Oh,
deep. That's deep.
The Bible say that all people are made in the image of God, and that we must love one another. It's time to unite, put God's word into action, and work together for positive change. The perfect. Woo!
That's deep, my friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, satu jam bersama Natasha and Aaron. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for spending the time.
Thank you.
Terima kasih.
Yeah, it's a good thing that we can really know what happened in the United States, gitu kan. Di tengah banyak isu dan
macam-macam. The raw version from Aaron and Tasha, despite what the media has been saying, right? This is like the eyes of people over there. So thank you guys for sparing the time, you know, to discuss what's been happening. You guys rock.
Thanks for having us.
It's a good thing.
Oh,
to have
by
you
the
guys
way, look. Lo pada semua bisa mungkin ya, maybe the people can follow you guys on Instagram perhaps, yeah?
Oh yeah,
Instagram,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
Twitter, I was like, I don't have Twitter.
Okay, on Instagram then. What's your Instagram, Aaron?
Do we need, are we saying our handles?
Just say it.
Oh, mine is Bless Moomoo.
Okay. Yeah, Bless Moomoo. And then on your, what's your Twitter?
Also Bless Moomoo.
Bless
everything me is Bless Moomoo.
It's so. Bless Moomoo. Okay.
Yeah.
That's his name, man. Man,
that's my middle and last
Blessed,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron Bless Moomoo.
Bless Moomoo.
Tasha, where can they follow you at on Instagram?
Insta, Natasha_Small, and then at all. I don't have a Twitter.
Get one. Join the club.
Yeah, so follow Trump to unblock Trump.
Yeah. There you go.
That's the real use of Twitter right there.
Yes, that's the real petty Twitter right there.
I'll get the app and follow him and unblock and then.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, bisa follow Kofa di mana, Kof?
Bisa follow gue di @kovabsz maupun itu di Twitter dan Instagram. Lo bisa juga follow Norman di
@normankarel. Instagram itu sama aja. Anyway, you can guys, lo bisa follow kita di
Gami Podcast,
Podcast
di Instagramnya, di Instagram di dan lo juga bisa follow di Twitter
@Gami Podcast. Dia besar, kayak besar. And kalau lo punya saran, punya kritik, mau maki-maki kita juga nggak masalah. Lo bisa email kita di
gamipodcast.id@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys, once again, you know, thank you so much for having this deep discussion and ranting about what's been going on. You know, and hopefully, you guys over there also stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe.
Especially
for sure.
With both the coronavirus and the riots. Take care of yourselves over there.
Definitely will do.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, everybody, this is Kofa with
Aaron and Natasha, and I'm Norman Karel. We see you guys on the next episode.
Bye,
guys.
We're signing out.
Bye.
Bye.